lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by Big Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez, who's going to give us a bit of a look in at what's playing at the pictures this weekend. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, what are we looking at this week? We've got a couple of films.
Yes, we've got The Circle and The Dark Tower.
Now, I must admit, The Circle, I hadn't even heard of it this morning. I'm not very up on what's at the pictures of late. Let's kick off with that one. What do we think? What is this one about?
So, it's about Emma Watson's character, who is sort of a Minnesotan, sort of like country sort of girl in America. And she gets hired to go work at The Circle, which is basically like Google and Facebook and Yahoo all rolled into one. And you have to be a Yahoo to watch this movie, because I didn't think it was very good. Look, to be honest, it's got good acting. It's got like Emma Watson. It's got Karen Gillan from Doctor Who. It's got Tom Hanks. It's got a very high caliber cast. And they act really well in the movie. Unfortunately, the writing is what lets the movie down.
Amazing they got so many talented actors and high-profile actors for what is a bit of a bum role.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shame, because this was done by Netflix as well. I even watched this on my trip to the UK a few weeks ago. I didn't even go to a screening or anything, which is... It's amazing that Netflix is able to produce this sort of content with so many high-caliber actors. But again, it just doesn't live up to its reputation, because it's based on a book.
Okay.
The main issue that I had with it is that it's got lazy, really, really lazy writing. So, for example, the main character played by Emma Watson, she's portrayed as this really nice and really naive character. But then there's this one scene where she breaks into like some room in San Francisco Bay and steals a kayak and then goes trespassing on San Francisco Bay and then gets arrested for it. And it feels like that only really happened just to move the plot along, because it ends up becoming a plot point, but it's never established any sort of criminal tendencies of the characters to go out stealing kayaks.
All right. Well, okay. To me, it sounds like an episode of Black Mirror. Yeah. So, by the sound of things, that's another one that's on Netflix right now, Black Mirror.
Oh, no, it's going to be coming out in cinemas here in Australia, worldwide on Netflix. But just one final point. Mm-hmm. It's primarily about Silicon Valley, right? So about some sort of pastiche about living in Silicon Valley and the work ethic there. But it just doesn't work as a satire of Silicon Valley either, because it just sort of has this one message that it just sort of hammers into the audience again and again and again, and not with the subtleties that some other similar shows like Silicon Valley from HBO has. It's just way too ham-fisted for it to work as some kind of a satire, really.
All right. Well, The Circle, we can give The Circle a miss. Now, this next one, I am quite excited to see, quite interested to talk about. The Dark Tower. The Man in Black fled across the desert, and the Gunslinger followed. That is the famous opening lines of the first book of the Dark Tower series. I'm a huge fan of the book series. This film adaptation has been very, very divisive. What did we think?
Well, for starters, what did you think of the books? Just in summary, what are the books like?
Brilliant. The books are very, very complex to get sort of down to a key plot, but it's very much about this main character of the Gunslinger, who in the film is played by Idris Elba, and basically saving the world, going on a huge journey, picking up some companions along the way, and ultimately the Dark Tower is kind of the linchpin of the multiverse, and if it topples, the multiverse topples with it. So therefore, can't let that happen. So it seems like the Man in Black is more interested in toppling the Dark Tower.
Well, with the movie, I feel like it oversimplifies things way too much. It just feels like another run-of-the-mill fantasy like the Divergent series. It doesn't do anything unique. Perhaps if this movie came out about 10 years ago, or 15 years ago, even 20 years ago, when they originally wanted to make it, then this movie would have probably been seen as revolutionary in the genre. But by now, so many movies have come out, and it's got a pretty derivative plot. And like in the movie, at the very least, it doesn't even explain really why the Dark Tower is so important, especially to the Man in Black. I'm sure in the books that they do explain that, but here it just feels a bit too confusing. Like, why is a Man in Black doing this? It doesn't imply that his, you know, who his real master is. He just seems like another lackey who's the main bad guy of the film. But anyway, other than that, yeah, it sort of gets a bit silly. Like, I remember reading a couple of people having issues with lines such as, "I shoot with my heart, not with my eyes."
Oh, like, that's a classic line from the books. No, I'm not going to hear that.
Yeah, well, for some people such as me, like, who aren't really that familiar with the books, it seems a bit... I guess cliched by now. Again, like, going back to my point about these fantasy movies coming up with their own lines, like, by now it just feels like another one of those lines, like, you know, "May the Force be with you" or something like that. But for me, I just sort of accepted it as part of the universe, but I have read that some people weren't so fond of it. That being said, the acting is really good. The guy that they got to play the kid in the main in this movie was really well cast. He was really convincing. He could pull off the funny scenes. He could pull off the sad scenes really well, which is great, because you know how Hollywood has this stereotype, never work with children or animals. Well, they definitely should work with this guy again, because he was pretty good in this film. And Matthew McConaughey, he's pretty good in anything, really. And the CGI was decent as well. But yeah, unfortunately, in summary, it just feels like another fantasy film adaptation as well.
Okay, so I'm going to reserve judgment until I see it for myself as a massive Stephen King fan, which I am, and a massive fan of the Dark Tower series. But for somebody who hasn't read the books, somebody who's just a regular film watcher, perhaps not worth the price of admission.
Yeah, if you love the books, go watch it. You may enjoy it, you may not. I've heard some pretty divisive things from fans as well as regular viewers. So
yeah, it's been a very divisive one. Big debate in the Stephen King fandom, let me tell you. Kevin, thank you very much.
You're welcome.